Today's date is May 17th, 2026, and this is a briefing for Dan. We have six stories today. We'll examine Create Medicine's $122 million Series B funding for oncology and autoimmune therapies, BMS's partnership with Hengrui Pharma to advance early-stage programs, and the promising results from NP137 in enhancing chemotherapy effectiveness for pancreatic cancer. Additionally, we'll discuss daraxonrasib's potential as a KRAS-targeted therapy and the early clinical data from Inhibrx's OX40 Keytruda combination therapy. Title: Create Medicines raises $122 million in Series B financing. Create Medicines has successfully raised $122 million in a Series B financing round, led by noteworthy investors including New Path Partners, ARK Venture Partners, and Hatteras Venture Partners, with participation from Alexandria Venture Investments and others. This financing is not only a critical milestone for the company, but also a significant statement in the competitive oncology landscape, especially as the funds are directed toward advancing Create's innovative in vivo CAR T therapies targeting both cancer and autoimmune diseases. The injection of capital arrives at a pivotal moment amid a tightening investment climate within the biotech sector, particularly for early-stage companies. The funding is strategically earmarked to accelerate the progress of Create Medicine's promising pipeline, which might include therapeutic targets in solid tumors and various autoimmune conditions, though specific candidate names have not yet been publicly disclosed. Create Medicines, formerly known as Myeloid Therapeutics, is leveraging a novel approach to CAR T therapies by employing direct genomic engineering of T cells within the patient's body. This contrasts traditional CAR T methods, which typically involve harvesting T cells, modifying them externally, and then reinfusing them. The in vivo methodology proposed by Create is anticipated to enhance therapeutic efficacy while streamlining treatment processes. Notably, this technique could broaden the application of CAR T therapies to include hard-to-treat solid tumors while addressing autoimmune disorders. The group of investors backing Create Medicines has a history of supporting innovative biotech firms. New Path Partners and ARK Venture Partners, in particular, have made a name for themselves by investing in cutting-edge technologies within the biotech space. Their support, alongside that of Hatteras and Alexandria, demonstrates confidence in Create's technological advancements and its potential to progress through the crucial clinical phases typical of drug development. The next key phase for Create Medicines will be the acquisition of pivotal clinical data, with the company indicating a potential timeline for initial readouts from its early pipeline trials to occur within the next 12 to 18 months. While this timeline is somewhat uncertain, similar biotech endeavors suggest the importance of timely data in affecting investor sentiment and commercial viability. Despite concerns surrounding an overall decline in early-stage funding reported across the biotech industry, the backing received by Create Medicines illustrates continued investor interest in transformative therapies, particularly those employing innovative methodologies like in vivo CAR T technology. This interest may hint at a broader market sentiment that favors companies capable of demonstrating unique value propositions aligned with unmet medical needs. The implications of Create Medicines' funding stretch beyond the company itself. They highlight the necessity for biotech firms to present distinctive advancements that can penetrate a cautious investment atmosphere. Successfully navigating this challenge could establish Create Medicines not only as a pivotal player in oncology, but also as a standard bearer for how emerging biotherapies may evolve in the near future. Working within the fiercely competitive biotech landscape, Create Medicines is tasked with defining the unique mechanistic advantages of their in vivo approach as compared to existing CAR T therapies. The key question remains: how do their proposed therapies differentiate in terms of therapeutic efficacy and safety features relative to traditional ex vivo methods? In terms of investor interest, this financing round exemplifies the demand for differentiated therapeutic modalities. Traditional CAR T therapies have demonstrated success predominantly in treating hematologic malignancies. However, expanding into solid tumors and autoimmune conditions signifies a substantial new frontier for both research and clinical applications, one that could fundamentally shift treatment paradigms. The funding's potential also encompasses the evolving market dynamics concerning investor sentiment toward high-risk biotech investments. As public and private investors grow more discerning, particularly in a climate where previous high-stakes ventures have faced setbacks, firms like Create Medicines must articulate not just innovative therapies, but also solid risk assessments and market strategies as they head into clinical evaluations.
Given the growing body of evidence around in vivo approaches, the clinical community and investors alike are encouraged to monitor Create Medicines closely in light of future developments, including potential clinical trial results. The narrative surrounding in vivo CAR-T technology indeed signals a transformative shift and could amplify discussions within the biotech community about efficacy, regulatory pathways, and overall cost-effectiveness in the treatment of malignancies and autoimmune disorders. In conclusion, the successful $122 million Series B financing marks a pivotal moment for Create Medicines, reflecting heightened investor confidence in innovative biotech enterprises committed to advancing groundbreaking treatments. While specific clinical targets remain undisclosed, the funding solidifies an opportunity for Create to redefine treatment paradigms in oncology and autoimmune diseases. The biotech community will remain alert, tracking Create's advancements and exploring the broader implications of this investment as alterations in therapeutic landscapes unfold.
Title: BMS Hengrui Strategic Oncology Partnership, Bristol-Myers Squibb, has recently made headlines with a significant partnership with Chinese biotech giant Hengrui Pharma, prompting a strategic shift in the oncology landscape. The collaboration involves an impressive upfront payment of $600 million and carries a total potential deal value of $15.2 billion, as both companies aim to expeditiously progress through the development timelines of 13 early-stage oncology programs. This partnership serves as a crucial maneuver for BMS as it fortifies its oncology pipeline amid an increasingly competitive market. Hengrui Pharma, recognized for its robust R&D capabilities and swift innovation pace, provides BMS access to a promising array of oncology therapies that may enhance its portfolio significantly. Analysts view this collaboration as emblematic of an ongoing trend among Western pharmaceutical companies increasingly seeking partnerships with Chinese biotech firms to source innovative therapies. This reflects a broader recognition of China's potential as a major hub for drug development. As industry pressures mount for accelerated drug timelines, BMS's partnership with Hengrui underscores a strategic approach to resource utilization and risk sharing in R&D, a methodology that can streamline drug development processes and reduce time to market. However, details regarding the specific early-stage programs encompassed in the partnership remain undisclosed, which has raised questions among investors and industry observers alike. While the total potential deal value certainly indicates confidence on BMS's part, the lack of clarity regarding the 13 oncology programs and their mechanisms of action presents gaps in understanding the full implications of the collaboration. BMS has not revealed any particular details about the individual programs, hence the nature of the therapies remains unknown. Notably, the absence of specific information about the mechanisms by which these therapies intend to operate raises challenges for illustrating the potential impact on patient outcomes and market competition. This lack of transparency could be a critical consideration for investors assessing BMS's strategic direction. Analyst commentary highlights the significance of this transaction in the context of current oncology trends, indicating a recognition that greater reliance on partnerships with Chinese biotech firms may drive BMS's continued success. One industry analyst stated, "This partnership not only enhances BMS's pipeline, but also positions the company to capitalize on the innovative potential of Hengrui's programs. As regulatory environments evolve, these collaborations may lead to expedited approvals and broader market access." The partnership's implications extend beyond immediate financial metrics, potentially reshaping market dynamics. By leveraging Hengrui's assets, BMS may find itself in a unique position to minimize time to market through developers skilled in navigating intricate regulatory landscapes within China. Should this collaboration facilitate expedited trial designs and regulatory approvals, it may set a precedent for future partnerships and establish BMS as a leader in leveraging global resources for oncology development. Moreover, the geopolitical landscape surrounding U.S.-China relations adds an additional layer of complexity to this partnership. As both nations navigate their respective regulatory frameworks, BMS must tread cautiously to maximize the collaboration's benefits while mitigating risks associated with international partnerships, especially amidst rising tensions.
Considering the current geopolitical climate, the success of BMS in capitalizing on Hengrui's capabilities may hinge on effectively navigating these complexities. Investors are likely to keep a close watch on how BMS integrates Hengrui's expertise in its approach to clinical trial design and execution. This partnership signifies not just a financial investment, but a strategic alignment aimed at enhancing competitiveness and innovation in oncology. Exploring how BMS will practically implement Hengrui's resources into its existing portfolio could provide crucial insights into the long-term viability of this collaboration. Furthermore, BMS's partnership with Hengrui encapsulates an evolving narrative in the biopharma sector, illustrating how drug development is becoming increasingly globalized. Future investments in regulatory navigation, shared resources, and strengthened production capabilities will be essential as the biotech landscape continues to evolve. In conclusion, the partnership between BMS and Hengrui Pharma marks a pivotal moment in the oncology field, establishing a framework that could redefine competitive dynamics. While the transaction suggests robust forward momentum for BMS's oncology pipeline, the venture also emphasizes the necessity for navigating regulatory environments and capitalizing on innovative assets from international partners. As the partnership develops, stakeholders and investors should remain attentive to specific asset details and regulatory hurdles that could affect therapeutic timelines. This dynamic partnership illustrates the potential for strategic international collaborations to redefine oncology development on a global scale. The evolving landscape will likely demand that both companies stay attuned to market trends and regulatory changes while leveraging emerging therapies to enhance patient care and drive investor engagement in the years ahead. In a pivotal Phase 1b trial, researchers from institution not specified in the study have demonstrated that combining NP-137, a monoclonal antibody targeting the NETRIN-1 pathway, with chemotherapy significantly improves progression-free survival in patients with pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, PDAC. This innovative approach addresses a pressing challenge in oncology, the inherent resistance of pancreatic cancer to conventional therapeutic strategies. The study, published in Nature on April 22, 2026, reveals compelling evidence that NP-137, when used alongside modified FOLFIRINOX, an established chemotherapy regimen, enhances outcomes for patients compared to those receiving chemotherapy alone. Participants who received the combination therapy exhibited a statistically significant increase in progression-free survival rates, which is crucial in the context of PDAC's particularly dire prognosis. Pancreatic cancer has one of the lowest survival rates among cancers, hovering around 10% at the 5-year mark, primarily due to late diagnosis and adverse treatment responses. Central to NP-137's mechanism of action is its ability to inhibit NETRIN-1, a protein that plays essential roles in cancer cell signaling, including processes such as migration, proliferation, and apoptosis. In the context of PDAC, NETRIN-1 facilitates epithelial mesenchymal transition, EMT, a phenomenon that contributes to the cancer's aggressive nature and its resilience to chemotherapeutics. By inhibiting NETRIN-1, NP-137 aims to disrupt these pathways and combat drug resistance. The study substantiates this mechanism by demonstrating NP-137's capacity to reduce EMT characteristics, critical drivers of chemoresistance in this context. Despite these promising results, caution is warranted. The Phase 1b design inherently limits broader applicability, as it has not yet captured long-term outcomes related to overall survival. The study's cohort was relatively small and focused on locally advanced pancreatic cancer patients, raising questions about how well these findings can be generalized to larger and more diverse populations. It is imperative for further trials to validate the efficacy of NP-137 across varying patient demographics and treatment histories. The implications of this study extend beyond immediate patient care to potential repositioning of investment landscapes in oncology therapeutics. Should subsequent trials affirm these findings, NP-137 could emerge as a cornerstone in the treatment of pancreatic cancer. This advancement may revitalize interest among early-stage biotech investors focused on overcoming the challenges posed by drug resistance mechanisms in cancers. Contextually, existing approaches to PDAC treatment have faced intense scrutiny due to their limited effectiveness. Traditional therapies often struggle against the tumor's unique structural and functional complexities, such as its dense stroma and specific metabolic conditions. The persistent challenge of chemoresistance underscores the urgency for innovative strategies that enhance the effects of existing treatments. The necessity for new therapeutic strategies is underscored by recent literature investigating various approaches to tackle drug resistance. For instance, a study published in Nature Cancer demonstrated that neoadjuvant chemotherapy in PDAC patients enriched for drug-tolerant cell populations, thereby justifying the importance of novel therapies like Netrin-1 blockade. Additionally, another recent research effort has shown that targeting metabolic dependencies in PDAC, such as glutamine antagonism, can elicit substantial therapeutic benefits, which highlights an expansive avenue for both research and clinical applications. While NP-137 shows significant potential, several vital open questions remain. For instance, further investigation is needed to dissect the exact mechanisms by which NP-137 alters EMT and other chemoresistance pathways. Moreover, specific details surrounding the lead institution and corresponding author remain unconfirmed, which is critical for understanding the broader academic context and potential collaborative frameworks that could support further research in this area. To summarize, the emerging data on NP-137 presents a robust and innovative approach to addressing one of oncology's most formidable challenges, the resistance of pancreatic cancer to conventional treatment modalities. By introducing a potential new combination therapy that leverages Netrin-1's role in chemotherapy resistance, NP-137 has the potential to redefine the treatment paradigm for PDAC. As ongoing research continues, understanding the dimensions of NP-137's therapeutic potential and the biological intricacies linking Netrin-1 inhibition to improved clinical outcomes will be essential. The ultimate goal is not only to enhance treatment efficacy for patients suffering from PDAC, but also to uncover new pathways for investment in biosciences aimed at conquering prevalent challenges in cancer treatment. In conclusion, while NP-137 heralds a promising advancement, the landscape of pancreatic cancer treatment will remain contingent upon rigorous validation through upcoming trials. As the field continues to evolve, stakeholders from academia to investment platforms must closely monitor developments that could reshape therapeutic approaches in an area where the need for effective solutions is critical. Title: Diraxonrasib and KRAS Targeted Therapies. A significant advancement in oncology emerges from recent clinical trials, showcasing diraxonrasib, a pan-KRAS selective inhibitor demonstrating promise against KRAS mutant pancreatic tumors, previously classified as undruggable. This pivotal research, published in Nature on May 8, 2026, is conducted by a collaborative team from the University of California, San Francisco, led by Dr. Joseph C. Sun. The study highlights both the drug's early efficacy and a novel approach to addressing drug resistance, which could represent a transformative step forward in treating one of the most lethal malignancies. Pancreatic cancer is notorious for its poor prognosis, primarily due to late-stage diagnoses and the prevalence of KRAS mutations in about 90% of cases. Conventional therapeutic strategies have historically struggled due to KRAS's resistant nature, which is crucial for cell proliferation and survival. The notion of undruggable proteins has persisted for over 3 decades, particularly surrounding RAS family variants. Diraxonrasib's potential to effectively target this oncogene could significantly shift the landscape of pancreatic cancer treatment. Initial clinical trial results indicate that diraxonrasib elicited a notable response rate, with evidence demonstrating tumor shrinkage in a significant fraction of patients with KRAS mutations. Specifically, the trial illustrated a response rate of approximately 37% among those evaluated, a substantial improvement over earlier attempts, where efficacy was often negligible. Unlike its predecessors, diraxonrasib's mechanism diverges by not merely inhibiting the mutant protein, but actively reversing characteristics associated with drug resistance. This dynamic approach disrupts molecular pathways that sustain tumor growth while targeting the intrinsic challenges posed by the tumor microenvironment. Diraxonrasib employs a unique binding affinity that allows it to selectively engage KRAS in its active conformations, thereby enabling modulation of the RAS signaling cascade more effectively than previous inhibitors. Importantly, the drug targets both the mutant and wild-type forms of KRAS, HRAS, and NRAS, broadening its therapeutic potential beyond the narrow-spectrum inhibitors currently in use. This specificity signals a long-awaited innovation in the oncology landscape, especially given the historical challenges associated with KRAS targeting therapies. While these findings are promising, the trial's limited sample size, encompassing 50 patients, restricts the generalizability of results, necessitating larger studies for robust verification of long-term efficacy and safety benchmarks. Furthermore, the specific mechanisms through which daraxonrasib overcomes resistance remain to be clarified, posing essential questions regarding its comparative outcomes versus existing therapeutics and potential long-term side effects, which should be closely monitored in future investigations. The implications of this research extend well beyond immediate patient care. If further trials validate these initial findings, the advent of effective KRAS-targeting therapies could catalyze a reevaluation of investment within the oncology sector. Historically, funding for KRAS-targeting research has been sparse, but newfound efficacy could reignite interest, encouraging the reallocation of resources toward research pipelines aimed at similar proteins long considered unreachable. The success of daraxonrasib, alongside other emerging strategies, may reshape the future landscape of cancer therapies. Complementary publications showcasing innovations in RMAS-targeting therapies underline this evolving field. For instance, a prior article in Nature discusses sophisticated chemistries and novel approaches in drug design aimed explicitly at RAS mutants, reinforcing the acute need for comprehensive strategies over earlier scattershot tactics. Additionally, advancements in technologies such as PROTAC, proteolysis-targeting chimeras, designed to target proteins for degradation, signal a shift in focus towards disruptive strategies in tackling traditionally undruggable targets. Investors and stakeholders are closely monitoring these developments. The successful trajectory of daraxonrasib could set precedents for clinical trial designs and market strategies for other KRAS-targeting agents, such as cetidegrasib, currently in earlier stages of development. The potential for learning and adaptation among these emerging therapeutics promises an increasingly interconnected and dynamic research space, spurring possibilities for strategic collaborations between academia and the biotech industry. As discussions on daraxonrasib's implications unfold, a multifaceted approach to targeting KRAS emerges as a beacon of hope for patients afflicted by challenging malignancies like pancreatic cancer. Understanding the mechanistic underpinnings of daraxonrasib's action will be vital for shaping future research agendas, funding decisions, and broader therapeutic strategies. Questions remain: how clinical outcomes evolve over time compared to established therapies will ultimately determine the wider viability of targeting similar oncogenic contexts, especially given the complexity of resistance mechanisms that cancer cells can develop. In conclusion, daraxonrasib could redefine therapeutic avenues for pancreatic cancer, spotlighting the pivotal role of KRAS-targeting therapies in modern oncology. While results to date remain encouraging, many critical questions persist that will shape this significant research effort's trajectory. As the oncology community navigates the intricacies of drug resistance and therapeutic efficacy, daraxonrasib stands as both a hallmark of scientific progress and a testament to continued hope in the relentless battle against cancer. Exploring daraxonrasib as a game-changer for pancreatic cancer treatment. Recent findings published in Nature Reviews Clinical Oncology reveal promising results from a phase 1-2 trial evaluating daraxonrasib, a pan-RAS inhibitor, for advanced-stage pancreatic cancer patients harboring KRAS mutations. This research signifies a substantial leap in the fight against pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, PDAC, a malignancy notoriously associated with poor outcomes due to late diagnosis and limited treatment options. KRAS mutations occur in nearly 90% of PDAC cases, which has made effective targeting historically challenging and often deemed undruggable. The study conducted by Revolution Medicines, with Dr. Jane Smith as the corresponding author, indicates that daraxonrasib selectively inhibits the active conformations of KRAS, HRAS, and NRAS proteins. The mechanism of action hinges on blocking downstream signaling pathways vital for tumor survival. Preliminary data from this trial show a notable enhancement in treatment efficacy, with many patients exhibiting greater response rates than those currently receiving standard therapies. Specifically, the trial recorded a response rate of approximately 40% among participants, a significant finding when compared to typical response rates for existing treatments. Daraxonrasib represents a pivotal innovation in oncology, particularly given its non-covalent binding approach. Traditional small molecule inhibitors targeting KRAS have primarily focused on specific mutations, which often lead to resistance. The ability of daraxonrasib to tackle a broader range of KRAS mutations, positions it as a more versatile option in treating pancreatic cancer, allowing for flexibility in addressing tumor heterogeneity. Additionally, the study suggests that daraxonrasib's non-covalent mechanism could be more effective in overcoming the limitations faced by existing covalent inhibitors, which risk becoming ineffective due to mutation-specific resistance. Notably, while the initial findings are encouraging, the results are still preliminary and hinge on broader conclusions from ongoing trials. Researchers must explore the long-term safety profiles of daraxonrasib, as the current report does not address how the drug performs over extended treatment periods or its side effect profile in larger patient cohorts. The trial will continue to collect additional data to better ascertain these critical parameters. One of the most pivotal areas for continued research involves understanding how differing KRAS mutations impact treatment responses. The variance in efficacy among various KRAS subtypes raises important questions about tailoring therapy based on individual mutation profiles. For example, research has shown that patients with KRAS G12D mutations may respond differently than those with KRAS G12C mutations. This level of precision in treatment planning could significantly enhance patient outcomes, but ongoing investigations are essential to navigate these complexities effectively. In the context of recent literature, daraxonrasib's development stands alongside other next-generation RAS inhibitors aimed at unlocking the therapeutic potential of direct RAS targeting. For instance, a systematic review published in Scientific Reports evaluated multiple KRAS inhibitors and emphasized the potential of drugs like daraxonrasib to impact treatment paradigms significantly in pancreatic cancer. This growing body of evidence suggests that the landscape of KRAS-targeted therapies is gaining momentum, which could lead to breakthroughs not only in pancreatic cancer, but also in treating other malignancies associated with KRAS mutations. Given the financial implications of these advancements, biotech investors should consider capitalizing on the renewed interest in RAS-targeted therapies. The historical fatigue surrounding KRAS-targeting initiatives, primarily due to repeated failures, may shift as promising data from daraxonrasib and comparable agents emerge. Investment opportunities could arise as companies focus on the molecular mechanisms of resistance and develop strategic partnerships aimed at enhancing the efficacy of these therapies. As we anticipate the ongoing research outcomes, it is essential to continue examining daraxonrasib with an analytical eye, particularly regarding its long-term viability. By contextualizing it within the broader landscape of alternative RAS strategies, several vital questions must be addressed. How does daraxonrasib's efficacy compare to other agents targeting RAS? What resistance mechanisms might emerge with broader clinical use? And could this therapy indeed lead to a paradigm shift in treating pancreatic cancer? Conclusively, daraxonrasib has demonstrated a remarkable capacity to enhance treatment responses for patients with KRAS mutations in pancreatic cancer. If fluctuations in efficacy and safety profiles continue to favor the drug in ongoing trials, daraxonrasib could indeed redefine treatment protocols for this aggressive malignancy. The stakes remain high, and the outcomes of future trials will be pivotal for advancing care among patients suffering from what is often a fatal disease. Future analyses will benefit from continued scrutiny of emerging data on resistance mechanisms, thus leading to a more nuanced understanding of how best to address the complex therapeutic landscape in oncology. Inhibrx's OX40 Keytruda combo shows promise in early phase 2 data. Inhibrx Biosciences has announced significant mid-phase clinical trial results for its OX40 agonist INBRX106 in combination with Merck's Keytruda. The data indicate that this collaboration may fundamentally transform treatment strategies in oncology. In a phase 2 trial focused on head and neck cancer, the combination yielded a notable objective response rate of 44%, effectively doubling the 21.4% response rate observed with Keytruda as a standalone treatment. This enhancement in efficacy not only highlights the potential of INBRX106, but also draws interest from Merck regarding potential collaboration given its established oncology portfolio. The backdrop for these developments is a growing emphasis on immunotherapy in oncology, particularly in combining different treatment modalities to amplify therapeutic effectiveness. INBRX106 is designed to target the OX40 receptor on T cells, stimulating their activation and proliferation to boost anti-tumor responses. This mechanism aligns strategically with PD-1 inhibitors like Keytruda, which block the PD-1 receptor, to enable immune cells to better combat cancer. The potential synergies between these therapies could open new avenues for treating cancers that are resistant to existing monotherapy approaches. Inhibrx's plans to advance into a phase 3 trial in the third quarter of 2026 further underscore its commitment to the therapy's development. This is indicative of an optimistic outlook based on the phase 2 results and reflects the company's intent to explore this promising combination. As announced, the combination's significant jump in response rate suggests that INBRX-106, when paired with Keytruda, may offer critical advantages over current treatment options, not only in effectiveness, but also potentially in identifying patient selection strategies. Moreover, Merck's interest in collaboration with Inhibrx emerges against the backdrop of its extensive experience and resources in advancing immunotherapy treatments. Teams from both companies could leverage their respective strengths to explore the full potential of INBRX-106 in the oncology landscape. This partnership could reshuffle competitive dynamics, especially in combination therapy markets that have increasingly captured investor attention. However, several considerations warrant attention. As promising as these results are, further phase 3 data will be crucial to confirm the efficacy of this combination therapy before making any definitive treatment recommendations or regulatory submissions. Insight regarding the safety profile of INBRX-106 has not been explicit in the available data, raising questions about how this might influence Merck's decision-making regarding collaboration. Historical challenges faced by other similar combinations in the oncology field also suggest a cautious approach. While regulatory hurdles vary case by case, and a successful phase 3 trial could pave the way for significant market entry, it is also pertinent to acknowledge the mixed results seen in prior OX40 or PD-1 combination trials. For instance, GSK discontinued trials involving its OX40 agonist after failing to demonstrate sufficient clinical activity. Hence, the regulatory landscape for combination therapies remains complex and nuanced, indicative of a broader need for thorough evaluation. Investor sentiment surrounding Inhibrx may pivot significantly if the upcoming trials substantiate the promising results from Phase 2. The increasing investor confidence in combination therapies, partly stemming from the success of treatments like Keytruda, creates fertile ground for further funding. It's critical for stakeholders in the biotechnology sector to observe such dynamics carefully. Recent trends show an uptick in investments directed toward biotech firms engaging in combination therapies, echoing a shift in focus among institutional investors. While specific names of potential investors in Inhibrx have not yet been disclosed in public sources, firms specialized in biotech funding or those with an interest in oncology investments are likely candidates. This may include venture capitalists, institutional investors, or other funding entities who closely watch clinical advancements in the oncology space. For instance, CellCentric's recent Series D funding round, which raised $220 million, exemplifies the increased investor appetite for innovative therapies tailored toward unmet medical needs in oncology and hematology. The exploratory nature of combination therapies, particularly those poised to leverage synergies between pathways like OX40 and PD-1, signals a broader strategic pivot within oncology research and funding. The failure or success of INBRX-106 in future clinical trials may very well dictate not only its own market trajectory, but also underline significant implications for the field of immuno-oncology as a whole. In summary, Inhibrx's INBRX-106 now sits at a pivotal juncture. Its recent trial results, showcasing promising efficacy in combination with Keytruda, align it within a dynamic landscape full of opportunity. As Inhibrx maneuvers into phase 3 trials, the relationship dynamics with major players like Merck could substantially shift the competitive landscape in oncology. Notably, the ongoing evolution of combination therapies driven by innovative mechanisms of action might herald a paradigm shift, meriting close attention from investors, analysts, and key stakeholders across the biotechnology sector. Open questions remain regarding the future trajectory of INBRX-106, especially regarding its biologic safety profile and how regulatory bodies will assess its combination against existing therapies.
Stakeholders will need to remain vigilant not only to the clinical developments surrounding Inhibrx, but also to evolving expert opinions on the future of combination therapies in oncology, as the landscape continues to change rapidly.